We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, coming up at 1:45 today and every day, time's yours to get the calls in to the Time's Yours line. Anything from today's show, anything from life, sports, or otherwise you want to comment on, Time's Yours always there for you. 215-625-6550, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Ray Dittinger in studio. Ray will give you the inside scoop of how you can see Tommy and me. We'll get to that coming up in moments. Let's go to the phones. Talk to John in North Philadelphia. What's going on, Johnny? Johnny.
John.
Yeah.
What's going on, bud?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
Hey, pal.
How you guys doing, man? I'm a first-time listener. I'm very happy to be online.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for calling, bud.
Thanks. I just had a question. I know, like I said, I'm a first-time listener, so I want to pretty much change the whole topic. I don't know if you guys heard about the Canelo versus Triple G. Canelo X and Golden Boy just gave Triple G an ultimatum by 12 today to receive a 42.5 split versus 57 split. I just want to know if the fans think if it's fair. I totally think it's fair because, you know, Canelo's a bigger name, sells out more tickets, and I just want to know what you guys think.
I don't know, man. I don't follow that stuff as much. Woody, Richie, you got an opinion on this one?
Well, I'm not sure I understand what we're asking here. The fight was canceled, and now you're saying what?
No, it hasn't been canceled. I mean, it was originally canceled on the 4th of May.
Right.
But they're thinking about fighting again on September, and their Triple G wants 50-50 even split.
Yeah.
But Golden Boy, which is Oscar De La Hoya, is offering him 42.5 versus 57. I don't know if you guys think that's fair.
I would take 42 personally. I don't know if you need the extra half. I mean, I think 42 mil sounds pretty fair to me. That's the way. John, I don't know, man. We appreciate the call. That's a different pay grade than what John and I are using. I don't know. I mean, I follow some of that stuff, but not that particular instance. I could give you a garbage answer and tell you I know, but I don't know. So I'm not going to, you know, we don't know. Right, I think that.
Right.
Ray, I think one of the things about life, when you know what you know, say what you know. When you don't know, I just say I don't know.
Well, I think that they're not talking about 42 million straight up. I think they're talking about a 57-42 split of the purse.
That's what I thought they meant too.
Get Ray coming 100%. In with wisdom here. It's just, man.
I think we all thought that.
I thought it was pretty clear.
I'll be honest with you. I was barely listening. I was looking at Seltzer like, why are we talking about this? Why is this guy on the air right now talking about something we're not talking about?
I'd like to see them fight because I think they're well matched. It'll be good. It'd be a good fight.
Best fight of all time, Ray, is?
The best fight of all time?
Of all time. Ali Frazier won?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hearns Leonard was a great one, too.
Unbelievable.
Was a great one, too.
Hagler Hearns.
Yes, Hagler Hearns was a great one, too. I mean, I covered a few, I was sitting in the stands at the closed circuit telecast at the Spectrum of the original Ali Frazier, and it's one of the most electric sports events, hell, any events that I've ever seen. The feeling in the building that night when the bell rang to start that fight. I mean, nobody knew what was going to happen. I mean, you could make a case for Frazier, you could make a case for Ali,
right?
And the feeling in the audience was so, I mean, it was such a passionate crowd because there were so many issues at stake here beyond just the boxing part of it. I mean, it was amazing. You had this fight closed circuited into the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Joe Frazier's hometown. And I'm going to tell you, when that fight started, it was a pro-Ali crowd.
Wow.
I was a pro-Ali crowd. Now, it swung around sort of the middle of the fight. And by the end of the fight, I think more people were rooting for Joe, especially after the 15th round knockdown. But at the start of the fight, and it surprised me. It surprised me. But at the early in the fight, that Philly crowd was a pro Ali crowd.
Wow, how about that? All right, 888-729-9494 to Eli, the little brother. What up, Eli?
Hey, big bro, how are you?
Hey, pal.
Hey, we are the best sibling duo, buddy. Me and you.
That's pretty good.
hands down.
Spoken like the Joe DeCamera brother.
Yeah. I have a couple things here.
Yeah.
First off, I don't understand why the Eagles get zero respect. Like, it's like we just won the Super Bowl. We had the best team at the end of the season. I feel that we're a little better than we are last year. We have an MVP quarterback coming back. Hopefully, he's top.
Yeah,
gets back to close. But I just don't understand the disrespect around the league. Did anyone else get really that much better besides supposedly the Rams did? But like Jared Goff is there, but he just lost his quarterback.
I think the Eagles are legit, and I think they were legit last year for a couple of reasons. One, they had a quarterback, then another, by the way, but they had a quarterback that was at a star level. They had, and this is always critical in football, dominance along both the offensive and defensive line, which will always give you a foundation, and they have most of those parts back again. And then they had a hell of a ton of complementary players, running back positions, safeties. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey was coming along. Zach Ertz had his best year. And they had a magnificent play caller on offense and a guy on defense that did the best job anyone defensively has done as a coordinator in this town, you know, going on a long time. So I thought they were legit. They had a home field advantage. They had hunger. I think the Eagles are in a very prime position to repeat. I really do.
Well, I think we all
do. And I agree with you, too. And it's like, if this is not motivation, like, I'm a fan. And like I'm like pissed inside of myself. Like I can't wait for football season.
Yeah, well, don't do it inside of yourself. If you're gonna do that, do it outside. You know.
Are you talking about the NFL's top 100 listing and that sort of thing? Is that where the disrespect is coming from your perspective?
No, just in general, from all the commentators, no one's really talking about the Eagles. People are talking about the Redskins and their new prolific offense with Alex Smith. It's just, I feel like they're an afterthought, and I have that. I'm just looking forward to the season, to proving everyone that the Eagles are a legit
football
team.
All right, Eli, give me the pair of siblings. Who is it?
I'm gonna pass on. I already gave you my siblings.
All right,
you and me. And the thing is, Joe,
you had me at hello. What's up, Eli?
I have to tell you, buddy, you are one strange dude. honestly. Like, I listen to you every day, and you are one of the strangest people I've ever met. But you're so knowledgeable in sports. It's a very odd combination. But literally, dude, you are one strange dude.
So, Eli, are you trying to distance yourself from Joe now?
I thought we had resolve.
Like, I haven't seen – listen,
and
I haven't
it's
seen
not
Joe
take a different
started,
tact either,
he,
Joe.
Since he started the show, I haven't seen him. And this is the reason why. He is strange.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'm glad you've come to that realization.
He's so odd, man. I don't even know how we're related. He's so odd.
Eli, you are disowned from the family. Get out of here. That nonsense.
No resolve between brothers there.
You like that resolve?
That was good.
Seltzer, I dropped it. I gave Richie the wink, too. I don't know if Richie.
I got winked at.
I gave him the wink.
No winking.
More abuse of the English language.
Official
he
WIP
said, Joe has also said, no take winking. A different tact. Twice today.
And what am I supposed to say?
It's tack. It's from sailing.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah,
Seltzer?
Like a different direction. Is
I don't know, Seltzer, tack. Do you agree with that? I mean, I'm not one to dispute Richie on the language, but did you know that that's what it is?
Well, for the phrasing, yeah. I mean, you could use the tact does actually
tact is like
kind
a,
of works
no, it's
there,
awareness
but...
of like what's proper.
Well, yeah, that makes sense then.
No.
Ray?
I think you could probably get away with both.
Thank you. Wise
no.
man.
But the more correct, if you had to rank them in correctness, John's right. The term originated with the sailing term of different tack, meaning setting a different course.
I'll say it my way.
It is
much like
tack.
Frank did it my way.
Eli thinks you're weird.
And then
Eli.
The end is near.
All right. Eli, your brother, who used to call and defend you,
I know, what the hell,
is
man?
Now calling up. I think it must be from the GM thing.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Eli supported Joe.
His tipping point.
I was disappointed by that. All right, Ray, let's talk about Tommy and Me's happening again. Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us the scoop on when and where and how anybody and everybody can get themselves some tickets, whether it's for themselves or Father's Day tickets or Mother's Day for next year.
Great Father's Day. That's true.
Christmas or fall or whatever it may be. It's a great present. How do people get involved?
Well, the play is coming back for a third time. It ran the last two summers at the Fringe Arts Theater on Columbus Boulevard. And this summer, we are moving it to a bigger theater, a bigger space. The Media Theater out in Media, which is a beautiful, beautiful theater. And we're going to be going there same time. It's going to be August again. Open on August the 8th, and we'll go through August the 26th. 18 performances in all. We're lucky we're getting three of the same four actors are coming back. We have the same director. Really, the same team is going to be in place, and we're going to do the play again. And it's been it's just been a great thing. It's been I never expected the story would kind of take off the way it has, but people have really embraced it. And, you know, I think it could be, you know, there's just so much good feeling in the city now. I mean, this has been such a great year with the Eagles winning the championship and everybody looking ahead to Brian Dawkins going into Hall of Fame in yep. August. This all sort of ties it together. I mean, you know, the whole Tommy McDonald story is about a guy who helped the Eagles win a world championship and his life was about getting in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Tommy's story kind of brings both of those elements together in one storyline. And the people that have seen it really liked it. The point I've tried to make is it's really a family story. It's not just a football play, but it's a story about hero worship and values and, you know, decisions you make in your life, how they shape your life overall. And the story about the little boy and his hero kind of bringing their whole lives full circle at the Pro Football Hall of Fame is just, it's really something that's really moved a lot of people. And I appreciate. And one of the things we do after every show is we do a Q&A, an audience Q&A, after every single performance. And we have different hosts come in and do it. I'm really grateful this year. Dick Vermeil is going to come out, and he's going to do opening night August the 8th.
Boy, that's great.
Which is going to be terrific. But I really was very, very thankful that both of you guys, Joe and John, that you came out to one performance last year and did a great job hosting the Q&A afterwards. And, you know,
fun.
We talked about it afterwards, John. I mean, you really didn't know what you were walking into that night. I mean, you didn't know the story at all.
Right.
And, you know, and I think you kind of got it, you know?
Oh, well, it was incredibly entertaining. It was also incredibly informative to me. From an historical perspective, but also, I mean, that little boy is you.
Yeah,
you know, so
totally.
that makes it really powerful.
And Ray, I'll tell you, that struck me the night the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and then we saw the video of you and your son hugging.
Yes,
and you crying on Comcast. That struck me in a lot of ways, but one of them was, and John, tell me if you had the same impression. I'm sure a lot of us in Philadelphia did. I did. Like, wow, that's little Ray, now big Ray, Ray the fan, who became Ray the scribe, but still has the fandom in him. Mm-hmm. And it showed that night when you cried.
Yeah,
I just thought it was just awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, and the play is, I mean, I recommend it so highly. And there's so many people that I'm friends with and family, I've told them, you got to get there this year. So I think it's wonderful you're moving to a bigger theater. Obviously, the theater last year was terrific.
Yeah.
But moving to a bigger venue that gives you more seats.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
One of the problems we had the last two summers was we literally ran out of seats. Fringe Arts seats 200 people. Wow. It was a great venue.
It was very
intimate for a very intimate story, which I think worked. But moving it to the Media Theater, it's a bigger theater. And so I don't think the lack of seats issue will be part of this summer story. But I recommend folks want to. You can go on the line, go to the Media Theater website, and there'll be a link there to give you all the theater dates, the curtain times, and you can order tickets. And I'm really looking forward to it. I am really looking forward to doing it again. And I hope that you guys would be game to come out and do it one more time.
I'd be honored to do it. Absolutely.
Terrific.
100%. So Media Theater go to Google and find Media Theater.
Just Google Media Theater and go to the link, and it'll take you right to the page where you can order tickets. But if you guys are game, I'd love to have you back.
I'll tweet out a link to it as well from the WIP Midday Show account so people can find it.
Thank you, James.
Well done,
that.
Seltzer. Let's go to the phones. That's awesome. Let's talk to Todd in South Philadelphia. Todd, what's up, dude?
How you guys doing?
Awesome, Todd. How about you?
Awesome. I'm doing pretty well. But so I want to talk about Darren Sproles for a second. We haven't talked about him much this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously glad to have him back.
Yep.
But with him not practicing or anything, at what point will we learn what he's capable of coming back from this injury?
Well, I thought on video, unless I was seeing stock video, I thought he looked good yesterday, right? Well, that was real video, Darren Sproles, yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was moving around great. And he's, by the way, he said he feels 100%. So
I'm more worried about like punt return, kick return, that kind of stuff, which is where I think he's really going to make his impact this year, because Corey Clement did a lot of the receiving duties last year, and he's learning to block well. So I feel like a lot of Darren Sproles' impact will be on punt and kick return. But he's back there
shadowing the returners in practice, you know, not actually catching the ball and returning it, but sort of going through the motions. He's done that so much through his career. and he has the experience to be a sure-handed, great decision maker back in the return game. I'm not worried about that stuff.
No.
The fact that he's able to be out there but be limited right now, they're being cautious. They were cautious with him last preseason as well, if you'll recall. I don't know if he played in the preseason last year.
No, yeah. Hardly at all.
I'm just glad to have him back. As a leader in the locker room and as a playmaker, I'm glad to have him back for another year.
Me too.
And my brothers are going to be the fathers of fairy tales, the Brothers Grimm.
Wow. Ooh. That's really interesting. They did, a lot of them, right? Come from those guys?
The father, like the originators, in theoretically at least, right?
Not Russ Grimm, right, Ray?
No. Not Russ Grimm.
Not a Hawk.
Not one of the Hawks.
Not Joe Jacoby.
No.
Okay.
No brothers on that line.
All right, let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Joe, you got my support for GM under one condition.
Yes. What's that?
That's you got to get rid of that dog, and I want our new mascot to be a creature guy.
it'll be an undefined animal. It'll only be known as a creature guy. I like that.
Well, no, so it's like, so is it like a marsupial mask, as Joe was describing?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Maybe a mammal. I don't know.
That's right. A mammal mask. I like that.
So as far as Eagles go, clearly we're champions. We're not underdogs anymore, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think now we're the big dogs in the yard. The bigger the dog, the hungrier the dog, the more we need to eat, and all we got to do is go and take it, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen.
Boiling it down.
Yeah, that's
I like it said that way.
Simple, right there. All right, Chris, what do you got for a pair of siblings?
Has Luke and Leia been said yet?
That's going into the fantasy world.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Luke and Leia.
I had not thought of the
fictional.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of the fictional.
Because
that opens up a whole nother thing there. But interesting. All right, let's talk to David in North Philly. Yo, Dave.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, David.
I got two different things with the Eagles. One, when it comes to defending the crown, I think the best way to do it is get a blacksmith, have him make a trophy based off of Jeremiah Schroeder's axe, put that in front of the Super Bowl trophy, and have each player touch it. Like, that way you symbolize you're going to defend the trophy. That's the position that the team wants to take. When it comes to focus, losing focus, and losing hunger, the thing that's going to prevent that from happening is the leader of the team, or multiple leaders of the team, were injured and didn't participate. So the best way I can say it is Carson Wentz is going to have his it moment. Last year, he threw a touchdown on a bad knee. That was his it moment. And if you want to put it in perspective, if Donovan McNabb threw the four touchdowns against the Cardinals in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl, his it moment at that point would have completely changed his legacy. The moment that Carson Wentz does that, if anybody wasn't 100% focused, their focus changed at that moment. There's just no way you can. After he came off.
By the way, Carson had a lot of it moments last year. Just, I mean, in my opinion, I don't say he had won. I mean, I thought he had a whole bunch.
Yeah, but again, think about that moment. He did that, broke the record on a bad knee.
Yeah.
And that's his lasting image going out. He went out literally on his sword.
No, it helped the Eagles win that play because it helped them win the game. And obviously that was a key game for home field advantage. And that Dallas game, week 17, not mattering and all that. Yeah. All right, David, give me you got to sell. You got no sibling for us, right? What's your deal, man? No siblings?
I don't have siblings, but I will give you something from yesterday, the quote. I'm the greatest. I shook up the world.
Oh, I'll
leave. That was the quote. Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
David, good stuff. And all right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Should Doug Peterson try to perpetuate the Eagles' underdog theme from last season? Essentially, should he do it again? I believe he should. Ray, sounds like you think he should, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
John, you think he should not. Where do you think the voting's coming down, John, on this?
I think people like what worked, and so I think it's going to be pretty overwhelmingly should perpetuate, like 77%.
So should he? So the answer would be yes, he should.
Yeah.
Got to almost completely switch us around.
Yeah.
Only 26% of people said he should. 74% said, like, let it go.
Yes!
Let that
they got
stuff
it right.
go.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn two, and we'll do it quickly here. We'll turn two on the question because we got a pair of Phillies tickets on the line for June 28th, Thursday night game, Phillies and the Nationals at Citizens Bank Park. Best pair of siblings. We've got a lot of great choices so far. Quickly, Matt, best pair of siblings is who?
I can't believe two Super Bowl and future Hall of Famers, Eli and Peyton Manning.
Oh, it's a good one. It's going to be one that's hard for us to vote for here in Philly because of the Eli factor, but it's understandably
a good pair of siblings. What about Cooper?
That's right. Hey, Chet, best pair of siblings, who do you got?
Slapstick comedy genius, Moe and Curly Howard.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Okay, all right. Robin Overbrook Park, best siblings.
They were brothers?
I know a few of them were. I didn't know those two were, but I think a couple of them were. Because
they weren't brothers.
There were five Stooges altogether.
Yeah, they were brothers.
Weren't they really?
Well, they were from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Also,
Moe was, right?
I have to look it up.
Larry Fine was
from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
The curly-haired guy.
Okay. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Also, the ship was also one of the brothers.
Yeah, yeah, but are we talking real life brothers or
by
brothers
the way,
in the
he's
show?
Right. Moe and Curly were brothers in real life.
In real life.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Shemp was their brother as well.
So this may come down to Moe and Curly versus JFK and RFK. All right, quickly, Rob, best pair of siblings. Who is it?
I like to know who you pick, Joe, because you always pick the winner. I got three brothers.
So I can't, you know. I mean, that's you know.
Okay.
Catch my drift there, buddy.
Get his joke there, but yeah.
I got two siblings. I got Eric and Julia Roberts.
Ooh, that is a good one.
I like that one a lot. I'd like that Eric Roberts to become my brother-in-law. What do you think the chances are? I think Jules is free. Is she free these days? What's her deal?
She's married.
Oh, is she married?
Yeah.
I thought she was single. No, I mean I knew she was married. I thought she'd pop.
She's married.
Let's go to Eric Roberts will not be my brother-in-law then. Kay, Southwest Philly. Kay, quickly. Hey. What do you got?
I got a few, so I'm going to let you pick because they're two.
Give me your number one. I need your number one.
Number one, I got to go with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, but I wanted the O'Bannon.
All right, you had the O'Bannons. Ed O'Bannon and
Charles.
And Charles O'Bannon. Ed O'Bannon went for 30-17 in the national championship game, taking down those 40 minutes of hell, Arizona, taking down those Razorbacks of Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right,
with Corliss Williamson, Nolan Richardson's time.
Right. I was going to sit here and just wait and see if anybody said what I was thinking.
What is it, Ray? What should be the answer?
Well, I think two brothers that revolutionized the way we live, Orville and Wilbur Wright.
It has been said.
Yeah, oh,
it has been
said.
And I think it might
it's got
be
a real chance
way
to win.
Up there.
We will determine the up there. I like that, John. Look at you. We will determine the winner next. It's a tight one. You got the Williams sisters, the Kennedys, the Wright brothers. Hey, Ray, always good seeing you in studio.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Continue success with the play coming up. And
thank you.
Getting the information out there. And we will talk to you next week. And, of course, here over the weekend.
I will see you then.
All right. Who's the winner? A pair of siblings? We'll tell you next. And Times Yours is next as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.